Okay, so Vic asked me the other day, what is the source? So we've been learning Hilchos Tzitzis. What is the source that Tzitzis is one of the all-encompassing mitzvos? Right, we have mitzvos that are called mitzvos hashkulos, that they're keneged kulam. Most famously, let's say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But there's actually an amazing list of mitzvos that are keneged kol mitzvos. So as you see on the screen in front of you, you can see it, the cover of the Sefer Mitzvos HaShkulos. Sefer Mitzvos HaShkulos by Rav Shlomo Volbi Zatzal, the great Mashkiach, author of the Alei Shor, probably his most famous Sefer, passed away in the year 2005, and he put together a Sefer where he goes through the Mitzvos HaShkulos. Okay? So I want to read together his section on the Mitzvot Tzitzis. Before we get to that, let me just show you here, if I can, let me show you the list of the seven mitzvos that he puts together. Okay? This is from the beginning of the Sefer, Parak Rishon. And he writes that there are seven mitzvos, hashekulos keneged kol ha-mitzvos. What are those seven mitzvos that we find are, so to speak, all-encompassing mitzvos that correspond to all the mitzvos? Aleph, number one, kol ha-kofer ba-avodazara mode b'chola torakula. Chazal tell us that a person who denies Avodah Zarah accepts the entire Torah. So in a certain sense, the rejection of Avodah Zarah is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Number two, tzitzis. That's what we've been learning about. Tzitzis shekula k'neged kol mitzvos. As Rashi writes in Parsha Shlach, which we know is one of the two places where the Torah talks about tzitzis. Tzitzis, when a person is makayim mitzvah tzitzis, and again, it's even hinted to, the word tzitzis is Gematria 600, Chazal say. And then you have five knots and eight strings, which today we'll talk about in Yirtzeh Hashem. I've been promising to talk about strings. So today we'll talk about strings. Right, so that's 613. So Tzitzis corresponds to Kol HaMitzvos. Shabbos. Number three, Gimel. Lama Nismacha Parshas Mekoshesh LaParshas Avodah Zarah. Lomer Shamachal Es HaShabbos Ka'oved Avodas Galilim. A person who's like a person who worships Avodah Zarah. And just like Avodah Zarah, we said, is Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, so too Shabbos. Shabbos is an all-encompassing declaration of my belief in Hashem, and therefore Shabbos is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Dalit, Afilu Kol Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah Eino Shavos L'davar Echad Min HaTorah. The Yerushalmi in Peya says that all the mitzvahs don't compare to a single word of Torah. In other words, Talmud Torah, Torah study, is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Number five, Gedola Mila. Sheshakula keneged kol mitzvos shebe Torah. It's a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Lamed Beis. That bris mila, again, is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Number six, Gemara in Bava Basra, Amar Ba'asi, Shekula tzedakah keneged kol mitzvos. And number seven, which is timely, which is very timely with Yom HaTzmut tomorrow, Zayin Ma'isa, Rav Yehuda ben Bavar of Masih ben Charash, Rav Chanina ben Achi Ri. V'riv Rav Yoinasan, shayu yoitzin l'chutz la'aretz, v'igiyah l'paltus v'zachru aseret Yisrael, v'zokfu einayin v'zolgu dimoseyin, v'karu bigdayin. Right, they saw the success of, you know, the skyscrapers of chutz la'aretz, and they remembered Eretz Yisrael, they lifted their eyes to the heavens, they began to cry bitter tears, this whole group of Tanayim, and they remembered the promise of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, and how Eretz Yisrael is critical for one's success in Torah and mitzvos. And Amru, they said at that time, it's a medrash, Amru, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, Shekula Keneged, Kol HaMitzvos Shebe Torah. Okay, so these are seven examples of mitzvos that are all-encompassing. He adds as well, that's what we find in Chazal, the Balaturim, he adds as sort of an eighth category, is a tshuva, perhaps, is Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. But in Chazal, we find seven. Avodah Zarah, Tzitzis, Shabbos, Talmud Torah, Mila, Tzedakah, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, Rav Volbi arranges them in the Sefer, very interestingly. Rav Volbi arranges chooses to arrange the topics in order to kind of create a mahalich through them. So he begins with Avodah Zarah, he then does Tzedakah, and the next chapter after that, the third mitzvah that he discusses is tzitzis. Okay, so let's take a look at his section on tzitzis. I hope you can see the screen okay. And let's jump right in. This is Perek Revi of the Sefer Mitzvos Hashukulos from Rav Shlomo Volbi Zatzal. He starts with a Maimer Chazal in the Gemara in Menachos. Tanya Idach Ur Isam Oso Is Chartem Es Kol Mitzvos Hashem. Shekula Mitzvah Zu Keneged Kol HaMitzvos Kula. Right? When we look at the tzitzis, we're supposed to think about, and we spoke about that when you put on the tzitzis, this is the kavana upon wearing the tzitzis, right? The laman, so to speak, that this is what you're supposed to remember. You're supposed to remember Zchartim Es Kol Mitzvos Hashem. Remember all of Hashem's mitzvos. And that reminds us, that teaches us, that this mitzvah is an all-encompassing mitzvah. V'tanya idach re'isem osa u'schartem v'asisem. Re'iya mevi'a lidei zechira. Seeing brings to remembering. Zechira mevi'a lidei asiya. When I remember what's incumbent upon me to do, that motivates me to what? To do. V'rashbi omer, Rishon Bar Yochai says, kol azariz v'mitzvah zu, zoicha u'makvil p'nei shechina. A person who's makbid on this mitzvah, who takes the mitzvah seriously, will be zoich to makabel the face of the Shechina. Ksiv hachu re'isam oso, uksiv hasam es Hashem alokecha tira v'oso ta'avod. Okay, amazing Maimer Chazal. Again, it goes back to what we said yesterday, when we were talking about the six mitzvahs that a person stands for. Right, so we said, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that you're supposed to stand for what? You're supposed to stand for Kiddush Levana, because that's like being Mekabel the Pnei Shechina. So too, tzitzis, we see here in this Chazal, tzitzis is also, when you wear tzitzis, it's like a press pass to get you backstage, to get you, all access pass, to get you access to the King of all Kings. Tanya, Hai Rabbi Meir Omer, Godol Ancho Shalavan, Yosem Ancho Shotcheles. Rabbi Meir says in Menachos, Mem Gimel, greater is the punishment for failing to wear the white strings than it is for failing to wear the tcheles string. Mashal lemahad davar doma, to what can it be compared? Lemelech basar v'dam. She'amer l'shnei avadav. Imagine a king who has two servants. Le'echad amr haveli choysim shel tit, u'le'echad amr haveli choysim shel zahav. To one he says, bring me a seal of earth, right, of cement. And to one he says, bring me a choysem shel zahav, bring me a seal of gold. What does that mean? Tosos explains, mashem adama choysem shel tit letzitzis. That which tzitzis is compared to a chosem, to a chosem. Now what's a chosem? A chosem is a seal, a signet ring, a stamp. What's a chosem exactly? Let's see. Shechein osem la'avadim, va'tzitzis made al Yisrael shem avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chosem, says Tosos, in this context, means what? Means like a, let's imagine it like a pin, or some type of royal insignia, right? So imagine if the king says, I want everyone to wear, the symbol of my kingdom, the coat of arms on a pin, right? And he asks one of his servants to make it out of, a cheaper material, and he asks one of them to make it out of gold. So who's going to be held more accountable? Obviously, the one who doesn't even make it out of the cheaper material. The one who's told to make it out of gold, he could say, I couldn't afford it, I couldn't make it, it takes some time, it's expensive. Right? But if Hashem asks you, not to wear only tcheles, but to wear simple white strings, cheap, easy, inexpensive white strings, and you don't wear the sign, the insignia, the symbol of the king, so then you're going to be held very much accountable. So that's what the Gemara means. Rabbi Meir says, the punishment for failing to wear the white strings is much more significant than the failure to wear the blue strings. Again, this chosem shel tit, this marking of clay or earth, right, is meyid, again, the tzitzis serve to testify that I am an Eved Hashem. Again, like we saw the amazing words of the Chafetz Chaim, in Simen Ches, also quoted in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah in Parsha Shlach, right? And it's really already rooted, like we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch, that this is a source of tremendous pride. When I wear tzitzis, I'm saying, I'm proud to be an Eved, right? I wear my team's jersey proudly. And therefore, again, a person who doesn't want to wear the sign of Hashem, unfortunately, is rejecting the Malchus. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Menachos with a little explanation from Tosfos. Says Revolbi, Tzitzis heim simin ha'avdus al bigdeinu kemo shahamila hu simin ha'avdus al gufeinu. Again, we made this comparison. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Beis by the Mitzvah of Bris Milah says, what is a Bris Milah? It's a way of physically marking our flesh to say that I am a proud member of the kingdom. The same thing is true with our clothing. I mark my clothing as a sign that I'm an Eved Hashem. And I'm proud to look different in that way. V'ko muchshis hi ha'avdus v'cho chazak hu ha'roishem siman ha'avdus shebetzitzis. So impressionable, so powerful, so clearly displayed is that marking of the sign of an Eved Hashem through his tzitzis. The fact that it's such a public display of my commitment to Hashem and His kingdom, that Chazal can say, as we just learned, Shahazariz behen zocha u'makabel p'nei Hashchina, that a person who does so is worthy of standing before the king, because he's shown his absolute, unwavering commitment to the king, to wear a garment that goes with him wherever he goes. Ozos betzitzis sheish behen chutei lavan v'chutzot tcheles, as we've explained, again, there's the white and there's the blue. V'doma l'torah shenitna eishchor al gabe eishlevana, a powerful image. Rav Volbi says, if you look in the Maharal, as we're about to quote, you can understand at a certain level the same way that when you open a Sefer Torah, you see a lot of white parchment, and on top of that white parchment are those beautiful dark letters, right? The beautiful writing of the letters of the Torah, right? That's reminiscent, Chazal say, in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, of the Eish Das Lamo. And Chazal say that the Torah was given what? Black fire on top of white fire. That's reminiscent of our Sefer Torah is reminiscent of that Maimer Chazal, that we have the beautiful, the very strong and clear dio, the black ink, on top of the clean white parchment. But in the similar fashion, you look at your tzitzis, it's an amazing image. To think of tzitzis, the white, so to speak, is the parchment of the Torah, and the tcheles, that dark or very pronounced blue string, is supposed to be, so to speak, the eish shechora, the dark fire on top of the white fire, right? The black on top of the white, which makes such an impression. So what is the black and what is the white, or in the realm of tzitzis, what is the dark tcheles, the royal blue, and the white strings? So he quotes from the Maharal. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh, which is his super commentary on Rashi, over there in Vezos HaBracha. And it's very Maharal language. Let's try to understand. Classic Maharal terminology. Ki ikra ha-mitzvah hu tov v'chesed mino me'elyon hu ha'esh ha-levana. However, what is white? What is the impression you get when I mention white? You think chesed, right? White is very inviting. It's very gentle. White is the color of chesed. And therefore, says the Maharal, ikra ha-mitzvah, most of my tzitzis, both in terms of, for most of us, again, we saw, you know, your beged could be different colors, and the strings can actually be different colors if a person wanted, right? But for most people, the beged is white, and the strings are primarily white. So says the Maharal, yes, the majority of the tzitzis is white. Ki ikra ha-mitzvah, because the majority of the mitzvah is what? Is tov v'chesed mino me'elyon. V'hu ha'esh ha-levana. The white backdrop, the way that the Torah itself was given, when the Torah again was a white background with a black, an eish chora, placed on top of it. So the foundation, the basis of the Torah is what? Is white, is chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a gift. It's a kindness, it's a gift. It's a pleasure that's been given to us. Minoam ha'elyon. Right? It's a beautiful generosity of Hashem to give us mitzvos bichlal. And again, this mitzvah is supposed to remind me of all the mitzvos. So the fact that it's mostly white is creating a backdrop for Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula is a tov, it's a chesed minoam ha'elyon. That's the eish levana. What is the black? Again, the Maharal's not talking about tzitzis. Maharal's talking about you know, this concept of an eish shchora al gabe eish levana, which is Torah. Again, which we see in our own Sifrei Torah. But he says the backdrop, so to speak, is white. And what's the black ink, again, in our Sefer Torah? Or what's this black fire that God wrote with upon his white fire? Black fire on white fire is a wild image. Vatsura hi ha'esh ha'shchora. Sha'ashachor mora al reshima mivu'eres heitev. Shekach ro'oi ve'emes. Chevra, what would you say? How do you understand black fire and white fire? If white lighting, a certain kindness, a generosity of spirit, Hashem wanting to give us the Torah, so what's the black fire? Or what's the black ink? Or what's the tcheles string? Well, he says black, says the Maharal, is something that makes a roshem, right? When you have a white piece of paper, and now you have a black dot of ink on it, it's very clearly pronounced. It's very, you know, evident. Its presence is very much there. It makes a roshem. It's very clear. It's very distinct. And says the Maharal, what that means is what? It's ro'oi ve'emes. Shekach ro'oi ve'emes. That this is of necessity, and this is absolutely true. Hashem doesn't want, again, this image, this whatever that means, the black fire on the white fire. Hashem doesn't want you to see the Torah as being faded. Hashem wants it to be as clear as can be. And clarity means truth, right? 2 + 2 = 4. It would be very hard to argue otherwise. That's an emes. That's a truth. We know it to be true. Our mind can't see it any other way. And therefore Hashem says, my Torah, I want it to be the same way. I want you to see it so clear. I want the black on top of the white to be so clear to you. I want a Torah's chesed and a Torah's emes biyachad, says the Maharal. Amazing. I want a Torah which is chesed, that's the white, and a Torah which is emes, which is the black, and I want them to be what? An eishchor al gabe eishlevana. I want them to be woven together, so to speak. Hi ha-Torah ve-ha-mitzvah. That is the image of Torah and mitzvah. Al derech ze nitna mitzvahs tzitzis b'chutei lavan v'tcheles. So in a similar fashion, when we look at our tzitzis, again, primarily white, with a little bit of blue, that beautiful blue, it's supposed to, again, create this image of what? Of chesed, of emes, coming together. Hare mitzvah zu shekula keneged kol mitzvos kulan. Our tzitzis is almost like a miniature Sefer Torah. You know, the melech used to carry a Sefer Torah with him at all times. The king had a private Torah. According to some Rishonim, it was actually a miniature Torah that he would actually wear tied to him. According to others, he would carry it with him. Whatever it was, the point is he had to live in the presence of Torah. That's what tzitzis are. Tzitzis are keneged kol haTorah kula. Again, on the simplest level, it reminds us of all the mitzvos. If I do the calculation, again, tzitzis is gematria 600, 5 knots, 8 strings, is 613. Right? Now we have another image, this white and black, or this white and dark blue. This beautiful blue is again, and tcheles, by the way, is not rubbed out. It's dafka, you know, it's dafka makes an impression in a way of permanence, of emes. And therefore, says Rav Volbi, Hare mitzvah zu shekula keneged kol mitzvos kulan, sheyesh ba ikar vitzuras kol mitzvos. It has the ikar of mitzvos, which is the chesed, the kindness of Hashem, the generosity of Hashem to give us the Torah. But it also has that, again, that clear impression of the blue, which is tzura. Tzura means form. Tzura means you know, a very clear form, right? Not something which is abstract or something which is not concrete. Tzura means I've taken the raw materials and I've given them a clear form. That's what Torah is supposed to be. An emes, an unwavering truth that remains true in all situations. And therefore, our tzitzis are merames to the chesed and the emes shebehem. The chesed of Torah and the emes of Torah. Hare avdus l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what are we saying? The tzitzis, which we've learned from the Gemara, represents the marking of the king's palace, of the king's kingdom, right? My commitment to be an Eved Hashem. And the tzitzis represent the chesed of Torah, and the tzitzis represent the emes of Torah, and the tzitzis represent Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, an encounter with the Melech Malchei Amlachim. And therefore, V'chein Amru Chazal, Sh'atzitzis Mosefes Kedusha L'Yisrael. Not only that, the tzitzis create it's a garment of holiness. Again, we mentioned that Gemara in Menachos, of the fellow who was getting involved in an act of znus. excuse me. The fellow who went to hire an Isha Zona. And as he was getting undressed, his tzitzis smacked him in the face. And he said, I'm a Kaddosh, I'm part of an Am Kaddosh, I can't do this Avera. So tzitzis, again, it makes me into an Eved Hashem, Chesed of Torah, the Emes of Torah, Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. It's Moisif Kedush on a person. Kirva Kol Chazaka LaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a chazak, such a strong closeness that tzitzis bring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, tzitzis, again, is the ultimate way of standing with distinction as a member of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, as a member of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is, you know, so to speak, inner court, inner world. God is God, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God over the whole world. But like we learned yesterday, in the Or Gedaliah, that Medrash, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be people of distinction, to carry his name, to Mekadesh his name in the world. Okay, that's one aspect of Tzitzis. This garment of distinction, of great pride, of great responsibility. Umei idach, but says Rav Volbi, there's another side to the Tzitzis. Umei idach, take a look at this. An amazing, amazing Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. V'haya lachem letzitzis u'ri'isam oso u'zchartem eskol mitzvosayim v'asisam oso v'lo sasur achrei levavchim v'acherei enechem asher atem zonim achereihem halei v'einayim heim sarsurim leguf sheim mezanin es haguf. The lave, the eyes and the heart, or the heart and the eyes, are like spies. The eyes and the heart are always, you know, checking things out. They're always getting the body in trouble. They're always causing the body to be mizaneh, which doesn't only mean znus, it just means to stray, to lose its way. Right? The eyes are always wandering, and the heart is always contemplating. And therefore the tzitzis are meant to help me to what? To control my eyes, and to control my heart, to control my emotions, to control my thoughts, to control what I see, l'man tizkru v'asisam es kol mitzvosai, so that I can remember my responsibilities and carry out my responsibilities. Now look at this mashal. Mashal la'echa, it's such a great image. Chavra, better than all these other images of the Eved who's wearing, again, the stamp or the seal of the king, and better than the, you know, the white and the blue of the tzitzis being eish shchor al gabe eish levana. Better than all these images, I think this image, if you hold on to it, it's really, really powerful. Mashal le'echod mushlach letoch hamayim. Imagine a person who's on a boat on the high seas, and he falls overboard, and he falls into the water. Hoshi takabarnit es achevel va'amarlo. The captain of the ship, as this guy is flailing in the water, and he sees the sharks closing in on him, right? And the captain of the ship, he lowers down a rope, and he says to him, tafos chevel zeh va'al tanichayu. Grab onto this rope and hold on to it for dear life. Because if you let go of this rope, you're a goner. It's all over. Very similar to the mashal that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings, the image of Eitz Chaim. We call the Torah an Eitz Chaim. What does that mean? It's an Eitz Chaim. It's a tree of life, right? I have a picture of, you know, something from Gan Eden, maybe. I don't know. What's an Eitz Chaim? Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, imagine a person who's on a boat, and he gets all of a sudden his boat, it gets into a terrible storm, and the ship is, you know, like it says in Sefer Yonah, Chishaval Yishaver, the boat is on the verge of breaking, and imagine the boat breaks. The boat shatters, there's this terrible storm at sea, and a massive wave rises up and crushes the boat, and the wooden boat is shattered into pieces. And the fellow is pulled under the water, and he's gasping for air, and he claws his way back to the surface, and he finds a plank of wood floating in the water, a remnant, a piece of his boat. And he grabs onto that piece of wood to help him to survive. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, when we think of Torah as an Eitz Chaim, as a piece of wood of life, that's the image. A broken boat that if you don't hold on to that piece of wood for dear life, you're going to drown. You will not have life. You will not have the life that a Jew has been offered in this world. And in the same way, maybe Rav Chaim Volozhiner was building that mashal off of the tzitzis, but it makes sense because tzitzis is all-encompassing. And therefore, says the captain of the ship, grab onto this rope and hold on for dear life. Because if you let go, you're going to be eaten by the sharks. Va'af kach amar lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, kol zman cha'atem meduvakim v'mitzvos. When you cling to mitzvos, which again is what the tzitzos are reminding us of, our mission statement in this world. Va'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Right? If we cling to Hashem, and again, the way we do that is have something that we can clutch. Again, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, we didn't get to read it inside, but in Simen Chav Dalet, it talks about what? It talks about holding your tzitzis. It talks about the mitzvah of holding the tzitzis. You're supposed to hold the tzitzis. Mitzvah le'echoz ha-tzitzis. In Simen Chav Dalet, I'm reading it out of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah to what? To hold the tzitzis in your left hand, opposite your heart, when you're saying kriyashma. Now, I had wanted to show you the other day, but it kind of got canceled because we got busy with other things, so we didn't make it as far as we wanted in Simen Chav Dalet. But I had wanted to show you from this sefer, from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's, Hebrew, you know, biography of Torah and practices. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he writes in here about the proper way to hold the tzitzit. So I'll just mention it for a second. I know I'm getting us a little off course, but on page 44 in the sefer called B'Mechitas Rabbeinu, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he quotes this line from the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the Mishnah Brura, who quotes the Arizal that you're supposed to hold the tzitzit during Shema. Between your the Arizal says lechos atzitzis bein kemitza lezeres b'shas kriyashma, to hold the tzitzis between the kemitza, which is the ring finger, and the zeres, which is the pinky, during kriyashma. Okay, so how do you do that? So many people do like this, right? You can see how I'm holding it. Many people place, again, if you've seen this Mishnah Brura, if you've heard this Arizal, you hold the tzitzis between the fourth and fifth finger, between the kemitza and the zeres during kriyashma. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, his practice was to hold them like this. Take a look. Between the fourth and fifth finger, but coming not away from the hand, but into the palm of the hand. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that if the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the lashon of the Arizal is what? Is le'echoz, well, achiza means to grasp something. And therefore, if you're grasping something, right, you can kind of close your hand over the tzitzis to really grasp it, to hold on to it, when you thread them from the outside in, as opposed to the inside out. So that's how I've done it the last, I don't know.
Rabbi, that's your left hand, right?
That's my left hand, yeah. The Arizal says you should hold it in your left hand. You should hold it in your left hand between those fingers. And then many people, you know, when you get up to the paragraph of tzitzis, they take it in both hands. But throughout Kriya Shema, you're supposed to hold it in your left hand. The Arizal, again, based on deeper explanations, holds it between the fourth and fifth finger. You'll see most people probably hold it between the fourth and fifth finger like this, if you've seen this idea. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky felt, an achiza, I should really grab it, so thread it through from the outside in, so it kind of crosses over the palm of the hand. Why am I mentioning this?
Rabbi, I have a question.
Yeah, please. Let's hear.
What if you wear tefillin on your other hand? Like, what happens if you...
No problem. I don't think you... You're saying, if you wear tefillin, if you're a lefty, do you wear tefillin on the...
Yeah,
should you put on the tefillin? I'm not sure.
The other
the truth is, I shouldn't say, because I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure if it moves over, if it has to do with connecting it to the tefillin. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the kavanah of the Arizal is. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But again, based on this medrash that we're learning here, right, you have a new understanding on a certain level. Again, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is arguing that achiza means, you know, it has to be in the palm of your hand, so to speak. You have to grasp it. But based on this medrash, you know, it's that much more powerful. The idea of grasping the tzitzis means I'm holding on to a rope for dear life. My connection to Torah and mitzvos, as alluded to by the tzitzis, is going to define my existence. So v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Right, when I have an achiza, when I have a real grasp on the Torah and the mitzvos, I hold on. Again, whether it's Rav Chaim Volozhiner's Eitz Chaim Ilamachazikim mashal, or it's this mashal from Chazal in the Medrash of again a shipwreck and this guy grabbing onto a rope for dear life. Atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. V'cheinu Omer, and similarly we have a pasuk in Mishlei, Hachzeik b'Musar Al Tarif. Right, grab on to Musar and don't lessen your grasp, because it will save you and it is your life. Okay, let me just pull up the next page. Continue on the next page. Vayisem kedoshim bizman sha'atem osim es hamitzvos atem mekudoshim. When you keep the Torah and mitzvahs, you will be sanctified, and the fear of the nations will be placed upon you. But parashtem min ha-mitzvos, na'asisem mechulalim. But if you disconnect from the mitzvahs, you'll essentially be worthless. You'll be made whole, you'll be made regular, you'll be made discredited in the eyes of the nations of the world. So again, do I wear my tzitzis out? Some of you, you know, some of us are getting closer to graduation. You know, you have to make a decision in life. Am I going to be the type of person who hides his tzitzis in my workplace? Am I going to wear them proudly? Am I going to display my Judaism very proudly? You know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a in a funny world these days. I'm not just talking about like mamish these days, but in general, like, you know, the individuality and the way that people like to express themselves, whether it's the color of their hair, or their piercings, or their tattoos, you know, or their style of clothing, right? Okay, so you should wear your tits proudly, right? And if someone asks what it is, it's a Jewish garment. I wear it proudly. People wear all sorts of funny things. You know, we should be able to display it proudly and realize that that our connection to it is what gives us strength. Nifla moshal akabarnit hamoshit cheva lemoshlach b'yam. How wondrous, how awesome is this moshal of the ship captain who lowers the rope to the fellow who is drowning in the ocean. Ha'adam b'li mitzvos toveya b'yama taivos shel guf v'olam ein lo chayim. A person who doesn't have mitzvos, person who's not rooted in Torah and mitzvos, is literally going to drown in a yam of taiva, because the body wants other things. The world wants him to get involved with other things, and he'll become enslaved to his desires. Ha'adam ha'oichei is b'chevel, but the person who grabs this rope, which again is a rope that is indicative of the taryag mitzvos, ha'kabarnit ta'aniya, moishech ha'sa'adam mitoch ha'yam hazeh, u'ma'aleyu al-safon ha'aniya, he drags him, he pulls him up by that rope, into the safety of the boat, v'sham, and in that boat, yesh lo chayim. Harei al-safon nimsa kabarnit ha'kadosh baruch hu. So who's the captain of the ship? Who's pulling us in? Who's dragging us into the, you know, to the safety, the safe quarters of the boat? The kabarnit is a kadosh baruch hu. Va'aniya shata al hayam, hi hatzir l'chayim amitim, and being able to traverse this world, to travel through this world safely on those raging waters, right, is an image of a life of truthfulness. Because again, most people, it's interesting. Just thinking now, you know, in the mashal, picture a boat on the water, right? Even a boat that's traveling safely through the water is somewhat immersed in the water, right? I mean, the boat doesn't hover above the water. The boat is partially in the water. But it obviously, the vast majority of the boat is above the water, is not beneath the water. So every human being is going to have to get their, you know, get their feet wet, so to speak. Everyone has to be a little bit in the water. I'm reminded of a vart from the Sokachover, from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, the father of the Shem Yishmuel, said, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, that one of the obligations of a father is to teach his son how to swim. Right? You have to marry off your child, you have to help him get a job, you have to teach him Torah, you have to give him a bris milah. Yesh omrim, one opinion is, you have to teach him how to swim. So the Avnei Nezer said, teaching someone how to swim, how do you swim? What's the key to swimming? The key is make sure you come up for air, you know? You got to know how to put your head under the water and put your head up out of the water, otherwise you're going to drown. That's the key to surviving in the water. So the Avnei Nezer said, spiritually what that means, a father has an obligation to teach his son how to swim, means that you have to know how to keep your head above the water, right? It's not possible to not be involved in physicality in the world. And again, I'm understanding the mashal better now. The boat is also partially sunken underwater. But obviously, the majority of the boat remains above water, and that's how the boat is able to experience, you know, safe passage through the world. Right? I mean, you do have stories of, you know, of the famous Abu Chatzera family, Baal Shem Tov stories of people who, you know, who literally kind of floated above the water. Okay, but for most people who travel across the water, right, in a safe boat, it means that I'm partially in the water, but I'm mostly out of the water, and that's what's expected of us. We live in the world. We have physical desires. We have physical needs. But at the same time, you know, do I allow my boat to remain true to its purpose, which is to safely navigate the seas? Chayim b'kirvas haboreis barach. V'chayim eilu nemar v'atem advekim v'ashem lokechem. Chayim kulchem hayo. Continues Revolbi in the next paragraph. Chayim, we'll just go to the bottom of this page. There's a little bit more, but maybe tomorrow we'll finish the piece. But let's just go a little further in this piece. Below, question, yeah?
We can't see the new page.
You can't see the new page?
Yeah.
So sorry. Why can't you see the new page? Now can you see the new page? Below, yeah. Sasuru, you see it now? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so I'm sorry. Okay, so you missed this last little paragraph. I apologize. Okay, good. So let's continue. I'm sorry about that. V'lo sasura achrei levavchem zominus. Right? Now, what do Chazal say on don't stray after your eyes and don't stray after your heart? So don't stray after your heart, Chazal say, means minus. Minus means what? Heresy. Don't have heretical ideas. Kenin shenamar umotze ani mar memaves asaisha asher hi mitzudim vechermim liba asur miyada. Right? Don't fall into the trap of the foreign philosophies. Vacherei einechem, and don't stray after your eyes. This refers to what? To arayos, to znus. Shenamar osa kachli ki hi yashar beinai asher atem zonim achareihem zu avodas kochavim. Okay, so Chazal see that the warning that comes in conjunction with what? With tzitzis, is watch out for heretical ideas, watch out for avodah zarah, and watch out for the trap of taivas haguf in the form of znus, in the form of sexually immoral activity. Now, ha'adam asher elav midaberes parsha zu nimshach belibo ve'ena ve'leguf v'ha'olam. The fact that my eyes and the fact that my heart are pulling me in all sorts of different directions. So that's like the person who's in the water. Meaning, being born is sort of being thrown into the pool. Being born is being thrown into the ocean. Hainu liyam hataivos. Vikar of litvobam. And it's very easy. And that's why most people in the world are literally drowning in their desires. They're not able, they don't have a system of living to lift them up above their desires. Without that rope being lowered to us, we would drown. But now, says Revolbi, let's put together the two pieces we learned today. We started off with an image of tzitzis as what? As a proud, you know, marking of the king, right? A sign of distinction, like a general, a decorated general who wears all sorts of signs of distinction, and he carries himself with great dignity and great distinction. And we spoke about how the tzitzis are a reminder of the Eish Shchor al Gabe Eish Levana, and tzitzis are this beautiful world of chesed and emes coming together, and tzitzis is being mekabel pnei Hashchina. It's mamish a very proper and distinguished relationship with Hashem. And now the Medrash is giving us this image of a guy who's flailing his arms in the water, just trying to stay alive. So says Revolbi, how different is this image of drowning in the water and trying to grab the rope than the Gemara's picture of an adam shenose siman ha'avdus la'Hashem yisbarach al-bigdo v'harav makava pnei ashchina, of a person who's invited to, you know, very exclusive parties with the king because he's part of his inner world. And now you have this picture of this guy, this lowlife, who's just trying to, like, you know, gasp for air to survive. Kan anu magiyam lemerkaz inyan shivas hamitzos hashakulos, vaasei oznecha kafar cheses ushama. Says Revolvi very poetically, now we've reached sort of the center point. Again, going back to the seven mitzvos that we started with. What's the common denominator between all of these mitzvos that are all-encompassing mitzvahs? Avodah Zarah, Tzedakah, Tzitzis, Tshuva, you know, Bris Milah, right? Shabbos, Torah, what, Eretz Yisrael. What's the common denominator? So Revolbi says, make your ear like an afar keses, like a funnel, and be prepared to hear, because what I'm about to tell you is really the centerpiece of this whole yisod. Ha'adam omeid bein shnei nigudem kitzonim. A person finds himself standing between two opposing extremes, right? And by the way, we have many Ma'amari Chazal, and we have Psukim in the Torah that say this idea. That any move can, you know, I think I mentioned the other day, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, you're supposed to see the world as Mamish 50-50, and your next move is going to tip the scale, either destroying the whole world or giving existence to the whole world. That's how I see myself at every moment. That's how I see the world hanging in the balance. On a certain level, I believe that that's really how Klal Yisrael saw themselves at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, somewhere between reaching the 50th level of Kabbalah HaTorah and falling to the 50th level of Tumah, the point of no return. So at every moment in our life, and again, it's a pasuk in Chumash, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom, Bracha U'Klala, Es Achayim Ves Hamaves. Is there nothing in between? True life or death? a life of absolute truth or a life of in between those extremes. Ha'ola mitzad echad ve'elokim mitzad sheni. It's like this great standoff. On the one hand, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in one corner of the ring, and you have the whole world, so to speak, almost opposing God in the other corner of the ring. And you're about to decide whose team you're on. Mekomo tzarech liyos b'kirvas elokav. I want to choose to stand in Hashem's corner. I want to be close to Hashem. Shrei rucha v'neshmasu v'menu yizbarachim. Because after all, I am one with Hashem. I come from Hashem. My spirit is Hashem. Ach mitzad gufo, but my body is mamish from the world. It's from earth. It's adam yisodo me'afar v'sofo la'afar. There's a part of me that so much connects to the physical world. It's kosher v'nimshach el ha'olam. So I'm literally torn apart. There's a part of me that wants to be the highest, the loftiest, the purest. And there's a part of me that wants to just play in the mud because I literally come from mud. Lule Torah mitzvos, hayinu nimtachim bein shtei kitzvos, oylem velokim. Without Torah and mitzvos, I would forever be what? I would forever be, you know, stretched out between these two extremes. I'd be pulled in both directions. Vayinu shekuim biyam ha-taivas lo tikva, li'chaleitz mi'hanigur ha-kitzoni ha-zeh b'chayenu. And I would basically be torn apart. I would drown I would have no means of really navigating these two opposing forces. And I would get lost somewhere in the middle. V'hinei hoshi lanu kabarnita olam chevel chazak. But Hashem gave us a Torah and a mitzvos, which is that bridge, which is that linchpin, to somehow make sense of the fact that on the one hand, I am flesh and blood and I'm going to die one day, and I'm so human, and I have so many physical desires, and there's a part of me that's eternal, that lives forever. There's a part of me that wants nothing other than a relationship with Hashem. So what on earth could Hashem possibly offer us to bridge that massive gap? And the answer is a rope, a really, really strong rope called Torah and Mitzvos, the Tarya Mitzvos. And that rope can give us a means to climb and to bridge that expanse from the world and from the body, from the averos, and to allow us to what? It's that ma'avar, it's that bridge to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we understand our two mashalim. These are the two images that we have, the Gemara on the one hand, and this Medrash on the other hand. Shemitzad echad heim chavalim hamoishchim es hamushloch liyam lebal yitva. Not only is it one rope, we have eight ropes, right? I have all these ropes, and each one is, again, I tie them together, I weave them together, right? They're strong ropes to be able to pull me in so I don't drown. U'me'idach, and at the same time, these mitzvos are not just a way of not drowning, but it's a way of living a life of emes and distinction. U'me'idach heim choysim ha'avdus l'kadosh baruch hu al bigdeinu, mosifim kedusha al yadam, v'al yadam ro'am p'nei ha'shchina. Right, so again, these ropes are really not only, you know, it's sur meirah and it's aseh tov, it's saving us from a life of lowliness, but it's not just about, you know, not drowning in the world. And what Rav Volbi is saying is you really need to hold on to both of these images to realize how tzitzis can save you, but tzitzis also is there to elevate you. Torah and mitzvos can save you from being a low life, but Torah and mitzvos also makes you such a chashiv person, and to feel that. To feel like we were talking yesterday about being an Am Kadosh and feeling that in a deep way. And that's how every mitzvah is supposed to make us feel. Every mitzvah I choose to do makes me not a person who goes through this world like an animal, or a person who's just, you know, flapping his arms trying to feel alive, but I'm really just drowning. Right? A person who's drowning looks, you know, very energetic, looks like they have a lot of energy. Right, but they're literally gasping for air. On the one hand, the mitzvah, every mitzvah gives me an opportunity not to drown, but it also elevates me. It makes me a person of distinction. Last five lines. V'inei Rabbeinu Arishonim Akadumim, Zichro Osanu B'Sfarim Al Tamei HaMitzvos. We have wondrous works that explain to us the reasons, an explanation, a rationale for mitzvos, like the Sefer HaChinuch, or like the Metzudas David of the Radbaz. And the Sefer HaChinuch of Aaron Halevi, he writes that Mevar Beikir Ketzad HaMitzvos Metzilas Es HaAdam Yitzfiyah B'Yam HaTayvos Shal Olam V'Aguf. Right? On the one hand, the Sefer HaChinuch often describes how a life of mitzvah saves us from drowning in physical pleasure. Vaharadbaz, in his Sefer Mitzudas David, where he explains the mitzvahs, he reveals to us how the mitzvahs attach us to the Shechina and attach us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. But Rav Volbi says we have to live with both of these realities. Sur me'rava aseh tov. Mitzvahs stop me from being a low person who's drowning in physical desire. But mitzvahs also what? Mitzvahs also help me to have that encounter, to be an Am Kadosh, Mekawa Pnei Ashchina, to live a life that is what? That's a life of MS, where the tsura of the blue string, right? Or the black fire, or the black ink, on top of the white, the backdrop of Chesed, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, of choosing us as his Am HaNivchar, is so pronounced in my life, and I wear that. I wear that insignia, I wear that marking so proudly. So that's what tzitzis is meant to be. Okay? So, again, a much deeper understanding of something that we've heard about, and again, just Rashi in Parsha Shlach, that tzitzis is supposed to remind us of all that in a very deep way.